What's good, everybody? This is your boys, the Ravishing Rudy.
And NTG, back in the building.
Yeah, now listen. Some months ago.
Yeah.
When, you know, it was springtime.
Boy.
And, you know, we had so many positive things for the channel and ourselves.
We had that foresight and everything, just like, yeah, you know, as clear as day.
We had springtime eyes.
But boy, I tell you what.
You know what? Summer. When you get older,
yeah,
there's no such thing as a summer vacation.
Summer vacation?
Summer beat our ass.
Bruh, summer was something else. Like, I'm not going to lie. Summer really did. Like, I ain't going to front. I had to take time away from the podcast because, like, shoot, it was a lot going on my behalf. And I needed to basically, like, you know, the name NTG come from Nate the Great, but it's like, sometimes I don't feel so great, man. Sometimes I don't feel so great. So,
well,
it's like,
for the summer, NTG still for not that good, because boy, the summer was fucking us up.
But, oh boy.
But you know, as I would name this episode,
yeah,
Summer 1, LFO 0. But we're bouncing back in the fall. We're back.
Full swing.
So, you know, I'm back, the Ravishing Rudy. I will still have all the episodes or all the shows still attached to the channel, like the IQ Wrestling Podcast, the Father and Son Sportcast with me and my man Eddie. Then, of course, the trio is back. So it'll be me, the Ravishing Rudy, NTG. Yeah, that's him. And then, of course, Jared Lemonhead McCain. So we're all back in the stew. We'll be back next week. We'll be back, you know, spilling out episodes and throwing out everything. Now, you know, a few things has happened.
A lot has happened.
In the world since me and NCG been on the mic. But before we dig deep into that, it's a few things I want to do. Number one. So how you like the studio? Because you know you ain't been here in a while.
Boy, I tell you what, the man got a new bench. He done added more vinyls to the wall. I love it. And like, I always gotta give him props because of the fact that like he got one of my favorite vinyls up there, and I was like, yeah.
Which one?
The Gambino vinyl.
You know, after looking, so right now
And like that y'all get so dang old crisp and clean and spark. What?
So right now I'm probably up to like, I want to say roughly maybe 50 vinyls.
Yeah.
I would say out of the 50 that's on the wall, mm-hmm. It's a tie for my favorite. It's The Chronic by Dr. Dre.
Okay.
And my second Prince album is the one above, the one that just says Prince.
Yeah.
The one with him in the boogaloo out here. Yeah. Listen, that album is so funny because I got it by accident.
How did you get it?
All right, so look. So, in our town, you know, for certain people who live in certain areas of the world, we have things here down south called a flea market.
Yeah.
So, the flea market in Eden, North Carolina, which mm-hmm. is like the next town beside us, mm-hmm. as you know. So, they have...
It's huge. Yeah. They got... Their flea market's pretty nice size.
It is. So, you know, they sell shit like vinyls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting shit from like the room here, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that.
Mm-hmm.
And the man was like, well, what do you want this for? It's so beat up. Oh. And I was like, well, I listen to my vinyls and I'm making a wall in my podcast room.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, the theme I do it for is like cultural events, music, you know, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm trying to build a wall, you know, to represent that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, I don't think this will play, so you can have it.
Okay.
And I was like,
He just gave it to you without yeah.
Well, on the CD he had it as like 85 cents.
Okay.
And then he was like, he took the record out,
yeah,
and it was like scratched or whatever. So he was like, you can have it.
Okay. I thought he about pulled out a record and just crumpled up his hands or something. Like, no. The way how you made it sound.
No, he gave it to me. So I was like, I'm gonna go home and see do it play.
Okay.
I had none skill. I don't know, it's because my record player in my living room is older than that one. Uh-huh. I think if I use it on my newer one, yeah, like the one that's refurbished and new out for,
yeah,
you know, for the Swagger Jag new kids to think that vinyls is this new nuance. Mm-hmm. But probably if I played on there, it wouldn't work.
Okay.
But for the one in the living room, my older one, shit playing like it ain't nothing happened.
Nice.
I feel old, man.
That's why I said the Gambino album is my favorite, because the fact that, like, Gambino vinyl. Mm-hmm. Gambino vinyl on your wall is my favorite, because, like, I would say, based off of my timeline of everything pretty much on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, of course, Good Kid, Mad City, yeah.
Well, see, but I try to get, as the theme, just like, if y'all go on y'all's Apple Music, play the Rudy Is Life soundtrack. Every song I put on there and every album on the wall actually is a part of me or the life.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
As people would know of me in real life, I'm a big Prince fan, as you can see.
Yeah.
Elton John, as you can see. And then every other album is like stories, like the Bootsy Collins. So like, I'd rather be with you. Mm. My grandpa used to play that all the time. Mm. I'd be getting his car, and like, I think he had a cassette tape of it.
Yeah, I think my pops, he was more like the Al Green and Marvin Gaye.
Green greatest hits.
Bro, yes. Classic.
I'm at the age in life where I can get your daughter or your mama. Somebody getting got.
Somebody getting got.
To the Al Green. Somebody getting got to the Al Green.
Hey.
Also, before we get too deep into this episode, shout out to Albert Mist Wine.
Boy, I tell you what.
Listen.
It's noise. It's smooth.
I hope y'all hear this, and I hope I don't get trouble for copyright infringement. Y'all make the best wine. Boy, look. You don't get drunk. You drink a lot.
Nah. Just a little sip. And like, not only that, like, I'm telling you, we're winding down in the summertime. We're winding down when it comes to all this, like, all that energy that's been in the air lately, and we getting settled into the fall now. We're about to start coming into the fall, and like so this is perfect, man. This is perfect.
Getting old, can't get drunk off vodka and like I used to. Boy, I got a blue motorcycle one day. I went out somewhere.
Oh,
I thought my life was about to end.
No, well, I'm about to say, how you feel the next day?
I bounced back. I'm happy I was off the next Texas boy. But I tell people, like, look, if we ain't getting wine drunk, don't count me, because I can bounce back from wine.
My thing is this.
I'm good right then and there. You're fun drunk. You can go home, sleep it off.
My key thing I take seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Drink responsibly.
See, people don't believe in that.
Like, drink to you, not drink to someone else. Drink to you, but drink responsibly. Once you get to that field, understand.
People don't believe that. Now, I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
Drinking, getting wine drunk,
mm-hmm.
and going to, like, Comic-Con,
mm-hmm.
is, like,
top tier.
It is
top tier. I know it is. Like,
wine drunk with cosplayers is probably, like,
I bet you feel that that breeze of air in it.
Oh no, because every Comic Con I went to was in the dead summer. Oof. But getting wine drunk, is better than any alcohol. But I will say this: like, it's funny, you know, like getting drunk with people you see on TV is like a world seismic change event in your life. Yeah. Like some people, like so I meant to, like. 9 cons in my life.
Okay.
Getting drunk with some people is like crazy. I think the craziest time mm-hmm. I ever had. So we was at the Marriott where the con was.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing Ric Flair
mm-hmm.
in a big ass stretch limousine bar hopping in downtown Raleigh is probably
top tier.
The funniest shit. Because it was him and Pauly Shore.
Okay.
And I'm like, first of all, this combination is crazy. Because who anybody born after 1998 knew who Pauly Shore is, for number one. Number two, Rick had just had open heart surgery, so the fact he was still downtown getting fucked up was more crazy. And then it's like, I would have been
more terrified if he would have came down there with that, what is it, the coat? If he would have came, if I would have seen that man
with the robe,
yes. If I would have seen that man with the robe, I would have been more terrified than anything.
Listen.
If he, I feel like him as an older gentleman, and he's going to the bar and stuff like that. he's gonna drink responsibly. But we if you see him, have you ever watched that man in the dark side of the ring? Yeah, that's what I said. If you see that man in the row, some things about to go down.
Listen, if I see Rick in the room, I am leaving out the building. After watching that episode of Dark Side of the Ring. Bro, that might be a little serious. Shout out to Vibe. Y'all put out great content. Yeah. But the Dark Side of the Ring is probably like my favorite shit to watch of theirs. But because I'm a big wrestling fan.
Yeah.
Me and Quinn, shout out to IQ Wrestling. I watch the episode every time, like if I'm bored or just want something to watch or using just white noise. Mm-hmm. When that part, when they said that man was on the plane and he gets drunk all butterball naked under his roof and there's the twirling house. Like, why? And then they was like, did they find this shit funny? Why? Stop this shit. Like, y'all can stop this shit from escalating.
Nah, we look, what killed me was like, y'all didn't think this was going to go downhill when it comes to a party bus. But you got all of these big name stars, up and coming stars, and everything on one plane.
And Young and his man.
And you did
run around butt naked.
You ain't think that this man was gonna strip and walk the dango plane in this room.
Well, what's crazy is he does it all the time.
It would have been more terrifying to see this man walking downtown after a car in the room. He's up to something.
If I would see him come out there in the limo full robe, my ass would've went back to the hotel.
Nah, I would've stuck around. I would've had to find out.
I couldn't do that. But getting to the meat and potatoes of the show. Oh, so, yeah. You know, we ain't been the duo on the pod for probably about 5-6 months now.
Yeah.
But we have missed so much stupidity, first and foremost.
Yes.
So look, I have been trying to stay off the grid of social media because some shit, they run down to the ground.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell y'all something. I might be a few weeks late, but why is people, we got to drag shit down? This chair shit was wild as fuck.
The Montgomery?
Yeah.
Hold on, what you mean by drag it down, though?
Okay, so like, look. As a fellow person in the black people community, okay, I feel like some shit that we overhype can just, you know, not be hyped up that much.
Like, I mean, I feel like that goes for everything, but I feel like where is the problem now is that everyone is hyping everything.
We didn't have to make these memes of that damn chair.
It was more or less the TikTok filter. Where the fact like
you can talk as the chair.
They have one where you can talk as the chair. Mm-hmm. I ain't seen the one where you can talk as the chair.
Well, that's the main one I seen.
I seen the one where the fact that like you go through a reel of different chairs. They said, "Which chair are you?"
Okay, I think the talking chair was after the reel of chairs. So I'm happy I didn't see that one. But yeah, so like I didn't even know what was the backstory of the chair I seen some of the stories, and I'm just like, we as a people ain't doing too good. And I try to gather my information about it from like people's posts in memes.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, what the fuck?
I'm not understanding what happened. I don't know what happened to cause of this event, but all I know is that
from what I'm understanding,
from the angle of the camera,
I'm assuming that some Caucasian folk was fucking around with some African American folk, and they fucked around and found the chair.
You see, they fucked around and found.
First of all, I had some white friends. If any of them, all of them, have watched the Boondocks. When you see a chair in the air,
bruh,
you go away.
Nah, when you start seeing, as they would say, a moment a moment about to like transpire, mm-hmm. just go ahead and go the other way. Keep moving.
Listen,
carry on your day.
I'm very depressed that we don't have shows like that no more. Yeah. Somebody needs to carry the mantle or torch, or like,
we
as people need to refund or fund another place where the Boondocks can be safe.
Man, no, main thing that I've always felt like for the longest period of time as a kid growing up, I felt like as a Black community, mm-hmm. where is our stake in every category? Like, for one, as in, like, when it comes to the animation, mm-hmm. there should be, I feel like at this time period and now, there should be a Black animation company. If there's a Black animation company, oh my gosh, bro, that would be, like, beautiful.
Well, I'm pretty sure they have a Black.
Like, but, because it was ridiculous where the fact that, like, BET didn't really want to sell to Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry has been basically keeping BET alive for the longest period of time, as far as I know. Shoot, they don't do BET Uncut no more, I don't think.
You know why? No.
So it's like,
well, no.
So
it's like, I'm happy they don't do.
So it's like it for the time.
BET Uncut did not need to be a thing then, and don't need to be one now.
But I'm just saying the fact that, like, as in like progress, as in progress, I'm not really seeing as much as I would like it for BET. But I'm still appreciative to where we at now. Cause like, shoot, I'm appreciative where I am now as is. Cause like, man, I'm telling you, from the summer, like you said, I told you I wasn't gonna make it. Summer one.
Okay, so we actually have mm-hmm. Black production entertainment companies.
Yes, production, but I'm talking about as in animation.
We have some. We have Overbrook Entertainment.
Okay.
Array. 40 Acres and a Mule, which if I'm not mistaken, that's a Spike Lee. Mm-hmm. Tyler Perry Studios. Mm-hmm. Ice Cube Vision. Mm-hmm.
But that,
I'm mad how Oprah named this book Oprah Hoppo Productions, which I'm mad that she named. I'm mad she named it.
See, that's what, that part right there upsets me, because the fact like that right there seems like we wasn't taking it seriously. We wasn't taking it seriously, as in where the fact that like we are basically making one big conglomerate as we are making it now.
I mean, whereas most African Americans, mm-hmm. you know, say we got to keep it amongst ourselves, like the Jewish people.
Oh my gosh!
No, I mean, like they do.
I mean, yes, keep it amongst ourselves, mm-hmm. but still, I feel like we're the fact that like we still got to make some kind of link.
Well, this is what I always say: mm-hmm. you can pull the route of keep it amongst the community, mm-hmm. or you can make this money.
Okay,
but there is good money to make and bad money.
You're right.
That's
you're right.
Always the thing that people forget at the end of the day. You're there's right. good money and there's bad money.
Yeah, you're right.
All money ain't good
but
money.
But I feel like it's not more or less good money and bad money. It's the usage of it.
No, because you can make this terrific sum of money. Mm-hmm. Some people call it selling out. Mm-hmm. Some people call it do what you gotta do in the financial state.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I hate how some people, it's like a double-edged sword. You yeah. can be like, oh, yeah, I sold my talents to MTV, mm-hmm. for example. You be like, oh, you could have went to BET. BET ain't paying you that kind of money.
Yeah.
Like, you can give it Black entertainment all you want to.
But, I mean, but shoot, you see today's age where the fact that, like, we got a lot of people putting pressure to the whole entire writer's strike. Mm-hmm. And like, and I'm behind it. I'm very behind it, because the fact that like, shoot, we wouldn't get the One Piece live action. How about that? Now I'm just gonna go ahead and throw out something that's recent that just came out this past week. Shoot, for the writer strike, man, you gotta give them their rights. You have to give them their rights.
You do.
So it's like for the bottom line, hey. I still appreciate the culture, and I still appreciate where the fact that where we came from and where we are now. Cause like, shoot, we wouldn't be us.
We would not be us. So happy for all the people, all the races, not just black, but all the ones that pioneer, you know, avenues. But as for, you know, people who want to keep it amongst their own race or whatever, keep in mind, we got to spread it. I'm like, this is the woke coaching we in now. Mm-hmm. Can't keep everything just one-sided. You got to spread it out.
And as speaking of that, I want to basically acknowledge that today is Women's Day. Today is Women's Day. You got to look it up. Today is Women's Day. And I feel like as like a predominantly run like podcast of males, we got to give the women somewhat of a shout out.
Who? Only one I'm shouting out today is my mom.
Facts. I'm about to say the same thing.
Some of these heifers don't need to
say. You better say it. I get my mama.
You know what? I'm not even gonna lump all y'all to like one.
And my grandma too. I gotta get my grandma.
Song. Shout out to mama and grandma. Yeah. On both sides of the podcast. Sisters, cousins, that's females.
Yes.
But some. I'm not gonna lump up into these heifers ain't shit. But some, I will not lump to y'all.
Yeah.
For the ones who actually do their shit.
Yeah.
Or, you know, be the person that they can be.
Yeah.
Or, do they do.
Yeah.
Today is y'all's day.
Today,
happy for y'all.
Happy Women's Day.
And let's talk about some of these other bitches. Did not mean to call y'all that on.
No, fuck.
Bro, like, some of these other bitches.
Bro, if we gonna look, we gonna need at least like a good solid maybe about another hour if we gonna talk about this. Cause like I got from the time that I've been gone, I have been on an adventure. I'm telling you.
Well, look, we won't make this to a 3-episode pod, but some of y'all don't need to celebrate this day. I also say that some men don't need to celebrate Father's Day or Man's Day, if you will, or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like if you're one of them women who are just dirty, creeping, doing any due diligence that's not healthy, don't celebrate the day.
No.
Just chill. But that's enough of that.
Look, take your little sip of wine.
And disappear to the for the side. Day. That's enough we're going to say on that. Now, for all people, you know, follow the cast, you know, we will be back with the music and doing everything lovely.
Yes.
So, you know, shout out to everybody that, you know, it's crazy, you know, like, I sit here, you know, like, I know we got a little fan base of people, or y'all random people who listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where y'all come from. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, we great.
When I got some messages saying, like, damn, where y'all at? Where's Nate? Or, you know, I was like, damn, y'all really fuck with us like that? Thank y'all.
Yeah.
Thank y'all.
I mean, like, main thing was, like, where I saw it as is, like, when it came to the music-wise, like, getting someone's music or getting someone's work.
We touched a few people.
Yeah, we touched some people.
We touched people.
I came across a lot of local people and a lot of people outside of Hey, man.
The one in front of Taco Bell.
Hey, man, you down?
I mean, it's $1,000 a month.
Can we like, do, like, I don't know. I want it to be, like, 3D.
Are you talking about the 3D one that slides?
Nah. Well, how much that costs? Nah, I ain't talking about one that slides. I'm just talking about, like, one that at least, like, got a cutout or something like that to make it look a little bit more, like.
Well, you know, we got two in the city. We got the one that's, you know, just the picture. Mm-hmm. And then we got the one that, like, flashes. Is LED like
I guarantee you if I get behind that, you know, something I can maybe work some on that. I don't know, but hey, anyways,
so you know, we are gonna make this a two-parter episode, but before we go into our commercial break, there's one man we gotta talk about that we gotta touch base on.
Who?
That man, Donald J.
Oh, God.
Donald J. went to jail.
Oh, God.
In Atlanta.
Man, we know dang well that man is not like Oliver off of Baki somewhere, eating the steak, getting regular conjugal visits. Like, man, you know what I'm saying?
Where is he? Once was a president for 4 years.
He's not in prison. He's not in like Guantanamo Bay.
I mean, he in a safe house.
He's not in the cell with Fleece Johnson.
I like you. And I want you. Now we can do this the easy way, or we can do this the hard way.
The choice is yours.
Don't make me. That's why
the choice is yours, Trump.
That's why we need. That's why we need Boondocks right now. That one cut from the episode is probably
top tier.
Not only is top tier. Not only is top tier. It's probably, if it was the show on TV right now, it's gonna be one of the funniest shits.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, I don't know how to feel about this cancel culture. I really don't know how to feel about this cancel culture because, like, I mean, how would you know that you get canceled? That's my question.
Well, I think
once you cross that line, how would you know that you got canceled?
People don't fuck with you.
Dang.
But no, this is what I'll say for, you know, some of my younger folk or younger people who, you know, this is what I say. It's like that double-edged sword thing. So I'm happy that there is a new generation of people who can educate some, like, not as broad-minded people, mm-hmm. or people who understand, you know, other situations. Because we did grow up in a generation where, like, if you was saying you want to be something else, they'll just pay you as something totally different.
It wasn't supposed to be funny.
It's still, to me, it's funny.
It was more or less like where my mind went how it came out.
Well, no, because, like, you know, you could say, like, let's just say, even 15 years ago,
yeah.
Let's say you say some shit like, oof. Uh-huh. Oh man, like, I'm, someone would be like, oh yo, dude, I'm bi or whatever. And then uh-huh. somebody would be like, nigga, you gay.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And then people my age, you know, using gay as an interpret of a joke, like, oh, that's gay.
Yeah.
Like Riley Freeman.
Yeah.
See, Riley can't get away with that shit. But then, 15 years ago, the shit was hilarious. Yeah. But now, like, you just can't be just yelling out that shit gay. Like,
yeah.
You know, so I understand some.
Okay. Never mind.
So I understand some facets of the cancel culture. Mm-hmm. But then that's what I say, it's a double-sided sword because you got the cancel culture kids still doing cancel-esque jokes.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So when is it safe?
When is it safe?
Because, like, I'm telling you, it grinds my gears and gets under my skin when the fact that, like, you know, use the uses of the N-word.
Well, see, I don't think that's a part of cancel culture. That should be a part of all culture.
But that's
even
what I'm
even
saying.
I'm ashamed of myself.
I feel like if you can cancel someone for saying gay or the other, I guess, hard R, mm-hmm. like, you should be getting canceled for saying.
Well, some of those people who are not black, they was getting canceled for that for years before cancel culture was even.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like black people should get canceled for saying the N-word if the fact that, like, you know what I'm saying? If we're...
Well, some do in the wrong setting.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. So,
like, in this pod.
So what is...
Me and you own this pod. We throw N-word sometimes around.
But they can't see color through, like, the dang old, the ears. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And you can tell that we black. Have you ever not heard our episodes before?
I've heard people say that I've sounded on a different level than being black.
You know, you sound educated. And that's where other folks... No, that's where other folks get us fucked up at. But we're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back.
Culture-like topic.
And we back. Now
yes.
Look.
Like, that's ridiculous. So hold on. Before we go, I need you to go ahead. Like,
oh, my God. Shout out to Arbit Mist. We drank champ. Shout out to Nori. He gave us this great idea.
Go ahead and give me another breeze. I just need a little breeze. Yeah. That's it. Just like this topic alone, like, fuck. Let's go.
Well, this is what we was getting at. So, using the N-word or as that or us sounding how we sound. I know people know that we black. Mm-hmm. The people who don't know us.
Mm-hmm.
We sound like it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are people that do say you or I don't sound as black, but that's because
we don't sound like a bunch of hoodlums.
No, and we are educated. So, yes, it does hurt me when I do use the N-word occasionally. Yes, it's just the environment I grew up in. Do I use it now more than I did? No, because I know I'm trying to rise above like
the stigma.
The stigma of being that person or that culture.
Yeah.
Now, as for like the cancel culture situation, like, can you cancel someone for using the N-word?
I feel like you could. I feel like you can. Like, I mean, like,
I feel like you can cancel other races.
No, you don't know. You can cancel all races.
No, I don't think you can cancel. You can,
cause like
you can shun or dislike a fellow African American who uses the N-word, because we're
or
they drop it in every sentence, then we can be better than that.
Yes.
Now, as for like us using it, I mean, me personally, I always wanted to figure out like why did we pick up using it anyway? Because you know, it was never our word to begin with, and then it was always used as a term of, you know, disrespect, like look at those N words. So like I don't know why we picked it up as people, but you know, the cancel culture thing is shit that is real. But I, like I said, I'm happy of certain people using it to better the world. Like they brought the shit up on a game I was watching the other day. It was a Michigan. It was a Michigan football game.
Okay.
And they was bringing up, like, I don't think I can handle kids this age. And then the coach was like, well, I'm happy that the kids now are better educated because a person of my generation wouldn't survive now. And then I thought about that. I'm kind of right. And this coach was in his 60s.
Okay.
So that means he was, as a teen, he would have been a teen in the 60s. And I understand them because just from looking from then to now, I'm happy that there are groups of the youth that are trying to like awaken some people's old stigmas, old ways of thinking.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the world does need a change.
Yeah.
Just like this man, Donald J. Trump, that went to jail.
Good.
Because boy,
somebody please shine some light on that.
Of why he went to jail?
Like, no. Shine some light on, like, all right. In his scenario, it's basically, to me, it sounds like I can go down the street, rob a convenience store, have proof of evidence that I robbed a convenience store, but I can still run the country.
Only if you're white.
No, it's just, I feel like anyone would care at this point.
No, even if you got money or you ain't black.
Yeah, because I mean, what we spoke of earlier, there's good and bad uses of money.
Yeah. Now, when you're around powerful other bad people and they got money, you can get away with certain shit like that. It's not right, but it happens.
It happens, I guess. But hey, we still gotta love the game, though.
We do. But like, shoot, you see that man's mugshot?
Man, I need it on a t-shirt, a hat, a milk carton, a collectible. Like some kind of collectible. I need that so I can at least show it to the future children and be like,
see, 100.
So see, guys, you see this? This right here is evidence that you can become a president one day.
Born 100, I need that shirt.
I need it today. I need it 3 weeks ago.
I'm gonna hit the mic up. Tell him I need that shirt.
I need that shirt right now. Say it right now.
Shout out to Born 100.
Yes.
I need him to.
I need a cap. I need some socks. Bruh. Oh my god.
Yo.
Some some what is it? What can we call them? The Trump socks. We're gonna call them
Trump socks. Oh God.
Sweats.
Oh God. Speaking of which,
sweat about
everybody. Take the free chance. I got another episode I'm loading up from a few weeks ago talking to the man, the myth, Mike Beasy from Born 100 Clothing.
Yeah.
Check out the website, as I just said it, Born 100 Clothing. The man got everything, like meme shirts, customized Born 100 gear. That's what's up.
Yeah.
It's what's up. Now, speaking of what's up,
mm-hmm.
we got to touch base on, there is something going on next month.
What's up?
Well, not next month.
This week.
Football.
Yeah. Yes.
With all my, you know, all my listeners. For this is year two of the pod.
Mm-hmm.
The brand.
Mm-hmm.
Humble beginnings we used to be.
Man, I'm still.
Remember we used to film in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Like just.
Yeah.
One mic.
Days.
One mic, one computer.
Yeah.
Filming.
The beginning stages.
Yeah, we.
From the ground up, dog. We came a long way, bro.
We came a long way.
Like, I'm telling you, you got the bread and butter, man. You got the bread and butter. You been getting.
No, I got some butter. I ain't got bread yet. I'm halfway there.
We're getting there.
I will say, with the right connections,
mm-hmm.
that you know we stay on the grind. Because
mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie, we needed some time away.
Yeah,
because we was all getting kind of burnt out, different avenues in life or relationships. Or,
yeah, because for almost about a year. I mean, shoot, last month would have made it a year. I was pretty much almost like content creating where I was
It hit us deep, you know, like a lot of factors hit in life.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of things need done, time away, getting work related, getting some bread, taking some time, getting back to what we do. But football season is upon us. Now, I had a dip the other day kind of. On time because them boys from Miami played on TV on Friday. And if y'all ever see me in real life, when it's football season, I don't play games. Nate would tell you.
That man is literally a ghost on football days because I tell you what, if you expect him to be at one spot, bro, he's not going to be there. He's somewhere posted up with ESPN or he's posted up with freaking.
This is how dedicated I am,
uh-huh.
as Nate can tell you. On Saturdays when the college plays, mm-hmm. I have this big ass rope gold chain. As one of y'all can go on my past episodes, my ex gave me that chain. I ain't never throwing it away.
Hey, man. Hey, it's a boring thing.
Listen.
It's in the blood.
Listen. Before I get too deep into sports, I feel like...
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this question, man to man. If your ex gave you something,
uh-huh.
and if it's valuable, do you throw it away?
You know something? That's so terrifying.
Where's the limits of?
No. This is what I'm getting to. It's like it's terrifying for me. It's like, all right. I feel like this comes with just I don't know. I think this is why they don't like Virgos.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like,
I'm telling you, I ain't throwing shit away.
I'm not. You know something? I'm not gonna throw it away. But at some key point, I'm gonna forget how I got it. You know why? Because the fact that, like...
Now, if it's hers, I throw it away.
Yeah, most definitely.
Like, the other day, I found her jean jacket under the bed.
Oh, no, I done found
the some... The dog found it.
Bro, I done found some scrunchies. I done found some socks on me. I done found some bras and stuff like that. Excuse my language. That's sorry for those guys.
People bras out there. And scrunchies is not a bad word.
I mean, I don't think they want to know about my bedroom life.
I mean, as long as you ain't keeping it and you throwing it away, that's healthy.
I mean, of course. I was, you know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that.
Yeah,
why would I need a scrunchie? Literally, now, I mean, if they have, like, certain hair products that been leaving over there,
Oh, no, I was using the bitch's shampoo.
That's what I said, man. Look, my hair getting long and everything now. Mm-hmm. Look, shoot, last time Let's Find Out seen me, my hair was still, wasn't even touching my shoulder.
Look, I used a conditioner on my beard.
Boy, I tell you what, but they gonna chin is starting to grow too, though. Listen.
But see, that's why the line gotta be. I say the line is drawn. Mm-hmm. Like, if something costs over $100, I'm keeping that motherfucker.
Bro, it might be $20. I'm still keeping that motherfucker. Like, what if it's a nice t-shirt? What was a really nice t-shirt? I'm gonna forget how I got. Actually, this is more.
I can't do a t-shirt.
No, this is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm a more or less remembering where the general area the t-shirt came from, but I want to remember how the t-shirt got there. You know what I'm saying? That's how bad it would get to me. Okay. Where the fact that I would have to put you out of my mind that bad to the word the fact that I won't remember how the t-shirt got here, but I know the t-shirt got here from somewhere.
See, I can't do it. I can do. Okay, I use a prime example. Mm-hmm. So she bought that belt, my wrestling belt. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping that motherfucker. That was not getting thrown away. Mm-hmm. That was like,
see, and look, this
that was like $300.
And look, and that's what I'm saying. With my mind, mm-hmm. if she gave it to me, mm-hmm. I would remember like, oh, that belt came from this show. Not only did it come from this show, it came from this store.
No, but I can't do it.
On top of that, it came through the mail. But I don't know how the hell it got to my house, though.
Like I said, I draw the line. Mm-hmm. So, like, I can't do shirt. Mm-hmm. So, like, one of my exes bought me a shirt. Mm-hmm. I ain't found the strength to wear it.
Yes.
Because I know where she came from. Mm-hmm. Now, I ain't going to front. She bought me this badass windbreaker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm wearing that motherfucker. That windbreaker hit different. Mm-hmm. It was a Jersey windbreaker combo.
Man, all right. I'm going to tell you one thing.
I'll do that. But I'm not. The shirt I can't do. She did give me this championship belt. Mm-hmm. I got it. I still wear that. The Miami U chain. Mm-hmm. That was. You're keeping that motherfucker. That shit's solid. That's real gold. I ain't throwing that motherfucker away. And I think the last thing I kept hers, and even look on the album wall. Mm-hmm. So she gave me the picture of the Kanye shit.
Yeah.
Other than that, yeah. Anything else, the shit went in the trash.
All right, how about this? I think, let's see. There's only one chick that I can say that I have kept some over the years on which that it's practically useless. I'm telling you, it's practically useless at this point. I mean, it's beyond useless. It was useless then. But like, there's literally one thing that I can say that I have kept from people that I have dated. And it was a phone case. It's a phone case of my favorite artist at the time. And it threw me off because of the fact that like she got me the phone case. I was really hyped up. It really touched my heart and everything in all kinds of ways. But like it didn't fit my phone. But I was still like, I was still super appreciative that the fact that like she got me that phone case because the fact that like, bro, we was in school, we weren't really making much money like that, so she ain't really had to give me that. But she went out the way and she got it for me, and like I to this day I hold that junk valuable. But I mean, it's just like it's practically useless though. And it's like, sure, I got a freaking iPhone 13 Pro. That was pretty before. That was like maybe like iPhone like 5 maybe if that. So do the years and do the math. That was way back then.
It was now, but enough of going down memory lane and back to this good old football. But before we warm pro, yes, I play no games. I wear a motherfucking Miami U chain.
Yeah.
Yeah, the gear.
Yeah.
And of course during them Dolphins.
I'm about to say, I don't think, like, okay. We're talking about the women of our lives.
What?
My mom, she got me a few things from for the Steelers. And I'm keeping that for sure. I should have actually been
put on. But that's your mama, that's different.
I know, but I mean, shit, we were talking about on Wednesday.
And speaking of Steelers.
Yeah.
To the health pay for what she
owes. See, you're gonna come up off that.
I've been reading my book again. I'm gonna go back to my
camera. Nah. Cause like I understand. See, that's what I'm talking about.
talking about the cancel culture and everything. You can't come after my team because of someone else. Because, I mean, I feel like that's just like, what? That just diminished our friendship because, like, why are you going to allow that to come in between us? We're trying to get on the same green together. So that, I mean, one's gonna take a fall. Obviously, we know who would take a fall, but
shout out to,
until then, I'm trying to see both of us hit the same green together.
So shout out to my people at Amazon who put me on this book called The Complete Book of Black Magic and Witchcraft.
Oh God!
Oh, y'all thought this was a game? No, I do rituals.
Oh God!
I read this on my Kindle.
This man literally practiced. I'm about to call. This man is literally trying to get his dago XP up, become a warlock. Yes.
Listen, hey. People who have crossed me gotta pay for what they owe. Hey, listen, it ain't up to me; it's up to her. All you gotta do is apologize for the dirt. The curse will be banded. Oh, y'all think Kenny Pickett is going to be the next Ben Roethlisberger?
It's not going to be that easy. It's not going to be that easy.
Y'all fuck me if y'all want to. Kenny Pickett will get hurt week one.
I'm not saying that he ain't going to get hurt.
Rosh Shaka Laka.
But I can say to the fact that like that man still going to put his word though. And he going to worry y'all out before the fact that like, y'all get touch him.
I got three spells right now.
Nah, back up. I got protection spells too. You don't think that I know what I know?
Y'all fuck me if y'all want to.
Yeah, all right. Keep playing. I'm gonna go ahead and go into that dang old cellar.
I've been thinking about buying this new book of spells. Oh, y'all thought this was a joke? No.
Oh dear.
Yes.
So, all right. What do you classify yourself as? Or are you a voodoo man?
Black wizard.
Black wizard? Mm-hmm. Of what? Waverly Place?
No, Reeseville. But football. DeVille. Football's coming up. And you know, I might lift the band.
Uh-huh.
All she gotta do is pay for what she owes. Now, before the season gets deep,
okay.
Records come out.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna bring this up.
Who saved summer when it came to hip hop?
We're getting to after this football
season. Like,
what you think your still is gonna go before we get you deep?
Where I think they're gonna go?
Yeah, what's the record? I feel we play 18 games this year. So out of 18 games, what you think? Ooh. How many you think y'all gonna win?
Out of 18 games. I'm giving it a solid 13.
Cap. All right, my Dolphins will go 11-7.
11-7.
Mm-hmm. At 18 games, we're going 11-7.
I mean, I'm pushing for 11, but I'm more pushing for 13.
Okay, now we shall listen to this episode
later that month. And we gonna find out.
We'll get halfway through the season, we'll find out.
I guarantee you, we're gonna be up there, dog. I'm telling you, we're gonna be up there.
Right, I'm gonna use this sound bite. So after 4 weeks, I'm gonna play this part and then again. Okay. Now before we end, who saved the summer of music?
Who saved the summer for music?
Are we doing rap or just all genres of music?
I mean, honestly, we can go on all genres, but I mean, when it comes to rap, it sucks to say that the fact that like how bad that they was dragging this man in the dirt. But even Trinidad James had to say something about it. But Gunna, I was not expecting Gunna, like, I don't know, like his album to come out and flow as it did. But I give him something, but. You know what I'm saying? Like, dang, they kind of,
whew. Let me see, I'm trying.
That was kind of tough. It was kind of looking kind of grim for him, my brother.
I'm trying, who dropped the album this summer? You know what? The album that people won't bring up, but they deserve to, is Michael by Killer Mike. I think that's probably the
best. Yeah, dog. I ain't gonna lie to that. That
was probably the best summer album.
That was pretty good. Mike Dimes was pretty good, too.
I think that was the best album this summer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Let's see. So what do we count? We count summer as summer starts June 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Now we in September now though. We the past August.
But what I'm saying is so summer starts June 21st. So June 21st to now, who had the summer's best album? Yeah, I think I might have to go with Mike. Kill Mike. No, nobody else's album was like.
Yeah.
I don't listen to Dirk like that. So it's like, I'm not, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to say, what you think about the Nas album? Did you really dive into the Nas album?
Before I get into that, the Ty Lip, Kwan Lee, and Matt Lip album was great. But I think I listen to a different range of rap than some people sometimes.
I mean, that Key Glock was up there. I mean, I feel like Key Glock is always going to slap though, low key. A nice little subtle.
Larry
nice
June and the Alchemist Key Glock. Was good.
Huh?
Larry June and the Alchemist.
Nah, yeah. You speak my language right there. Now, all right. Now, as in, like, I don't know. As in, like, this did summer?
As in, this summer? Did I listen to the new Nas album?
Yeah.
I listened to it. No, I mean, it wasn't bad. I mean, yeah. Like, it's been the same consistent mm-hmm. Nas mm-hmm. as it has been.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not going to sit here and say it was trash.
No.
It's actually been good. No. But, you know, I think Michael
mm-hmm.
by Killer Mike has probably been the best
up
album.
There. Yeah, it's been up there.
Actually, I take that back. That damn Gorilla.
Well, but she dropped the album.
Too much glow is unhealthy. She dropped one earlier in the year. I think hers probably came out like April, March.
Dang summer though. That wasn't a summer banger.
I mean,
all right. Hold on. What? When did your girl drop that dang on summer trip? Did she drop it out in the summer? Or did she drop? I know she dropped it this year.
What?
But like, I ain't gonna front with you. Like when we come to women. She know what she was doing, dog. A lot of rip me out the bed. Like, dog, I'm telling you. That day gonna be
I wouldn't bump a lot
fire, dog.
Wouldn't bump a lot up. Oh, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
The Pink Tape.
You been not saying. I mean, what you think?
Oh, that shit was hard. Well, I'm a Uzi fan, so I can't really
say that
it was not good. All
right.
I mean, what you want me to say?
I don't know. You got to give me some.
I was high up bumping NBA Youngboy. The richest op.
The richest op?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, man. This summer to me, I feel like it's like, I don't know. It's like I expected so much more. I really expected so much more, but at the same time, I also had some kind of foresight where the fact that like it wasn't gonna pan out the way we was gonna expect it to be.
No, but
bro, this was gonna. I really feel like this is where the fact that like that new you starting to get to that dang on threshold or getting closer to that threshold of the new era. Like, I feel like this is, like, for me, where the fact that, like, you're getting close to that threshold of new era of music. Like, I was not really feeling this like, summer album, like, vibe. Like, even when it came to Travis Scott, I ain't gonna lie to you. I mean, that was a nice album, but it was like, yo, is you gonna drop a deluxe? Or is this it? Cause like I ain't gonna front. They spoiled me, man. They spoiled me with these they dropping these albums and the next thing they drop a deluxe right behind it. You know what I'm saying? So I done got spoiled and like so this summer I'm just like, what else you got for me, man?
Well, look, summer's over.
Yeah, summer's coming down. It's winding down now.
We're back. We're sorry for the wait.
Yeah.
We'll end this week's episode. Again, it's your boy. The Ravish and Rudy, NTG, yeah, that's him. And yo. Then next week, back in the studio for the first time in 2023, because he hasn't been here.
Cash money.
Jared, drink champagne, McCain. Until then, see y'all next week.
Isaiah, you're not high enough.
I ain't gotta be.
Alright. Hi, everybody.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, The Ravishing Rudy. On another episode of Let's Find Out with your boy,
Parker Lewis. Welcome to the special Toke Hour episode of the podcast. This is probably going to happen a lot more depending on how this one goes. But we got our boy Mike here, Mike Beasy. Go ahead and say what's up, Beasy.
Good, people.
Now, as we discuss the Toke Hour, as y'all heard of the podcast, like Joe Rogan, you know, we got drink champs. You know, everybody doing a little something during the pod. Today is weed.
Every session is about weed. It's called the Toke Hour. You can't.
I was just giving the insight.
Toke. You can't
to the audience of what the Toke Hour was.
It's even going to be even more kind of a lie because you don't even smoke all that much.
Sometimes.
As I have been smoking since I was like 13 years old.
Okay. I just smoke occasionally.
Damn. Yep, 13.
Damn, you smoking for 30 years?
Wait.
This, I mean, 20 years.
Wait, yeah, 13. Yeah. You smoking for does your first time count? Because I guess,
yes, your first time counts.
Oh, so I guess like 12? Because remember, it was outside elementary school.
Why are you smoking at elementary school?
Because it was just like a group.
Why have you been high for 25 years?
It was just like but the thing is, I didn't get high. That's why I don't count that time. But like the second time I got
so
high.
So what do you count your anniversary day as? The first time you got like high? Or the first time you ever smoked?
My first, and I was at a friend's house and I got high, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, the first time I smoked, I didn't even get high. But this time, I remember just walking outside, and I just remember feeling like the most lovely feeling. Like, I remember looking up at the sky, and it was like I understood the Beatles. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, yo, I finally understand. Oh, no. You remember that song by the Mamas and the Papas, Monday, Monday?
Let's backtrack.
Yeah.
If you understood the Beatles, you wouldn't high. They was on LSD.
Yeah, no, I gotta erase that. So
okay,
I was walking along. You remember that song "Monday, Monday" by the Mamas and the Papas? Mm-hmm. That song like played in the back of my mind, and I was like, "Yo, I understand that song. Monday, Monday's always gonna come. It's just like Monday's like the beginning of the week. You know what I mean? Monday's like telling you you've maybe fucked up that past week, but you still have." That day, Monday, Monday, you know, I was like, oh my gosh. And then I started to cry a little bit. And then I was like, why am I so emotional? And then I realized I was hooked. But the thing was, you're so young where you gotta like, you can't do this all the time. So I think today's youth really kind of ruined the weed smoking, because remember back in the day, you would have to do it behind the shed. Are like in an alley somewhere in a can, you know what I mean? Or like you would have to get the older dude, your older cousin or your older kind of relative that, you know, was kind of shady to buy you your wraps once.
Well, see, we was in the depths of the country.
Yeah.
So we could, you know, smoke outside. No one was ever going to know.
Yeah, but see, it kind of fucked up for me because, you know, I lived so publicly. Mm. So it was kind of hard, but we found a way to smoke in my house all the time.
Okay, the first time I got high as an anniversary, okay, so mine is always the third Friday in July, because that's when we went to Summer Jam, Super Jam for 102.
And what year was this?
I was 17, so it would have been like 07.
Shit, by then I was already a full-blown pothead.
No, because look, so Mike's cousin, shout out to Kenan, wherever you hear this at. Kenan, we picked this fool up in the middle of Greensboro every year for Super Jam. And bro was already high. And then he had my mama go to the fucking store and get some wraps for him.
Yeah.
And then he rolled up in the car, whatever, we get out. So our seats was like at the top of the stadium where fucking security ain't shit, ain't nowhere near you. And my man just lit the fucking blunt up like weed ain't legal, like illegal here. So it just smoked me and Kenan. I forgot who was on the right of him, but it me and Kenan got gassed. So that was like the first ever time I got like high.
That's it.
Like, well, like, yeah. And then I'll say, like, tie for that would been I Smoke With Your Friend, Matthew's sister. And then I remember we got gassed to where the point she had, like, we was at her friend's house and she had a dog. So I was, like, in the corner of the room feeding the dog, like, peanut butter and shit. Like, it was from a movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was at a party once, and we decided to take a Jamaican shower, and we had, like, a half a garage.
No, backtrack. What the fuck is a Jamaican shower? What?
So you get in the bathroom, and you take all the towels, and you put them underneath the floor, right? Mm. And then you turn on the hot water, and you turn on the hot water as hot as it can be, and then you turn on the cold water, like, to get it real steamed up. And then you take, like, your bongs and shit, and then you just all rip it at the same time, and then you just blow all your smoke off in the air. And then you cut off the shower water, mm, and you just let all the steam just fill the room, and you get high as fuck.
What kind of that 70s so shit is that?
Well, see, that was just a Friday night for us back in Florida. Then one time, that was like maybe like, oh, then one time me and my friend Mike, shout out to Mike, we made up some brownies, right? We found this recipe from this book, and he made it like, word for word, we made it word for word, and we took all our Keef that we had saved up. Mm-hmm. We had this big ass Keef jar, this big ass Keef box with Snoop Dogg on it. And you know what a Keef box is, right? You take all the weed and you shake it before you even, like, you know, grind it up. So basically, it was just the, you know, the itchy off the weed, and we had, like, never cleaned it. And we had, like, this much Keef, and we baked some brownies, and he had some friends come over, and the weed brownies, I think, poisoned us. Because our friend Hank, he kind of starts seeing shit and was in this like computer chair, and he starts spinning around throwing up.
I hope Hank listens to this then, shit. Find Hank and tell him listen to this episode. Because you fucking drugged him.
And then when we had our friend Nathaniel, he was really high. He went outside and played tennis
by himself.
Yeah.
How the fuck you play tennis by yourself?
It was real. And then I just started playing Mario Kart for like 3 hours straight.
Are you sure this was weed?
What?
You sure this was weed?
Well, no, yeah. I mean, I've done some other shit. But like, right. this was our first time with weed brownies.
All right.
So, the thing was, this was just like two or three brownies. So the next night, we were like, you know, maybe we shouldn't do it. You know what I mean? But we still had half a tray of brownies left. So we did it again. Because we had our other friend, Shelby. She had some of her friends come over. And we ate those brownies, too. And I mean, they weren't that potent. But yeah, we still got pretty high that night, too. Yeah. I don't remember what happened that night.
Because I'm pretty sure this wasn't weed.
No,
yeah,
I mean,
you still ain't touched on this. How y'all get poisoned?
No, I said I think we got weed poisoned because the brownies were so potent. Because we went word by word and we took all the Keef on top of that. So the butter was like jet black. Instead of being green, it was jet black.
So y'all gave yourselves fucking weed poison. Right, don't even
remember
know.
Remember when Oil dabs first came out, and we were making, you know, you couldn't like buy the dabs, so you had to make them. Mm-hmm. So me and my friend, we looked up how to make real weed oil. So we went out and got like the purifier and the butane and all this shit and the pie shit and the, you know, flamethrower, and we actually made wax. And I took a big dab because I, you know, we really didn't know exactly how much was too much, and I passed out. Oh, and then I went to O'Reilly's and ate a shit ton of O'Reilly's. All right, so this other time we had a shit ton of weed.
Whoa, wait a minute, because you still, okay, I'm still befuddled of what happened. So I understand. you can't just jump into another story because you gotta elaborate. So y'all was in here making fucking dabs.
Yeah.
Like y'all was at the fucking weed store.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We actually like went to like 8 different stores to get all the shit we needed. Do you know how hard it is to find a glass pie thing? Like a straight glass one?
A glass pipe?
a glass pie, a pie crust maker. You know what I mean? It was really hard to find one of those.
Because they knew what illegal ass activity y'all was about to do.
Oh, and then we had to find like 8 different pieces to make a purifier for the weed.
Why did you buy a purifier?
Because they came in 3 separate pieces. To make pure oil, you need like 3 pieces. Like the butane, the and the little shit, and the little ink thing you go
through. You could have just heated the weed up.
Like, to get pure.
But you could have heated the weed up. To get pure oil, you need.
No, we want it pure oil.
But you could have.
We want it pure oil.
But you could have heated the weed up with a parchment paper.
Yeah, we did that. We put it on parchment paper after it was done. After we, you know, scraped that shit out of the pie crust. You know how many box cutters we went through?
How many?
A lot. Do you know how fishy it is to keep going through Walmart to buy box cutter blades? And they're like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Just, you know, because that shit was sticky. And then, you know, we kind of eased off on that because we realized that it could kill us if we inhale too much of it.
I think, butane. Since you was bringing up, like, the weed and edibles and shit.
You know how,
like,
many cans of butane we went through?
How many?
A lot.
Jesus.
Do you know how many times we nearly blew up the kitchen?
Probably enough.
A lot.
But look, since you was bringing up the weed edibles and shit,
yeah,
I'd like to point out something, like, look.
Actually, you know, a little point out to everybody who does weed butter. A lot is not a little. A lot is a little. A little is a lot. I mean,
I think, like, the highest time to ever be in is when it's been edible form.
Like, not time. See, edibles don't really do shit to me.
Look,
for me,
I bought a nerd's rope from Mike one time.
Yeah,
boy, listen.
Well, see, you don't get high a lot,
but
so
no.
I
didn't know how much to eat of it. Like, I don't know. I can't break down the schematics of weed and an edible. So, like, he gave me like one of them nerd's rope, and it was long as fuck. And then I ate probably like 1/3 of it. I'm fucking weak, but no. Yeah, I bought a nerd's rope from him, and I probably ate like 1/3 of it. Boy, when I tell you this shit had me on my ass. Like, I was playing the game. I was playing 2K, and I told my homeboy I forgot how to shoot.
What's your favorite high game?
What's my favorite high game? Mm-hmm. I think, like, the highs I've been, I enjoy playing, Call of Duty. That's actually where I get my most kills from. Like, if I'm gassed and can play Call of Duty, I'm successful. But yeah, boy, yeah, that nerd's rope, whatever THC or whatever dosage it was, yeah, I was on my ass.
I like playing Bioshock.
When you're high?
Yeah.
Why Bioshock?
Because I feel like I'm that, like, that guy, and I just feel like I'm a part of the game, man. I don't know how to explain it.
Listen, on God, when I'm high, Call of Duty is like the best.
You know game. What I used to like to do when I was tripping on acid?
Mm-mm.
I used to like reading scary books.
That's a bad trip.
It really is. I don't know why, but it was just like, I don't know why. And I used to really like to trip on acid.
So, like, where would you get acid from?
Around,
like in Florida.
Yeah,
was it easy?
Surprisingly, you can get really anything from Florida.
For real?
It's shockingly surprising.
I don't think so. I mean,
shout out to people that I knew in that market.
Well, no, I mean, I know weed wouldn't be that bad.
But. Oh shit! Like, you can just, you know, if you're ever down, you ever need a, you know, the clown. Get a little bit of that old zip and boogie.
Hey, you been for the fucking turned up, weren't you?
Not really, but yeah. But let's get up. But yeah, but back to the subject. But like, yeah, it was fun. But I don't wait. What?
What?
Huh? I'm high. But yo, what's your favorite thing? What's your favorite thing to notice when you're high?
To notice when I'm high.
Yeah.
I got a lot of shoes.
You know what I noticed?
Like, I be counting my shoes.
What about you, Mike?
I just be chilling.
Yeah. I just, man. Yeah, like, what's, like, one thing you notice, like, when you're high, you just be like, man, I'm noticing the fuck out of this right now. Like,
I notice colors.
I notice, Christopher, I can't really keep up with a lot of Christopher Nolan movies.
Mm.
Like, I was trying to watch Tenet again, and I was like, I can't overall tell you what the fuck this movie's about, except for it's, like, this really black guy who's trying to be James Bond saving the world from a plot I don't understand. And I was just like, well, good for you, man. Because, like, I don't know what you did, but thank you for us. Like, that'd be some shit. Like, the coolest black superhero ever, and he don't know what the fuck he saved the world from. That would be some black shit. Like, thank you, man. Like, what did he do? I don't know. He did the fuck out of it.
Fucking weak.
I mean, he was going backwards in time. And it wasn't like, you know, like, his backwards in time was, like, they were getting pushed up against wind and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they couldn't properly, like, you know, walk around and properly reset time. They actually had to work for it. And this nigga was just not getting, like, no one understood that movie.
So, what's your favorite high meal?
My favorite high meal?
Yeah.
Pussy.
Hard. 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 We're gonna try this again. Cause you're out of control. Okay. Let's reset. So we're gonna try this again. So what's your favorite hot meal?
A burger and a fry, but you know.
Oh no! I know you fucking lying. You say some shit like that, and then your answer is the most generic shit of all time: burger and a fry. I know you fucking playing with me.
That's like great. You ever just get really high and eat some pussy? You can go down on a chick for a long time after you're getting high. You really can. You get not lost. High.
I know what I'm doing when I'm
because your mouth gets kind of because your mouth gets really dry. Ew. And that's like the best thing to drink.
I don't mind with that dry ass tongue on them.
Oh shit, you fucking with the wrong girl.
So you out here eating bitches with your mouth full? Now, I ain't heard it all. You wild. You ain't even moisturizing. You just going down there raw straight.
Fuck it, man.
Like sandpaper.
Hey, you only live once, man.
You gonna get them internal bleeding in this bitch.
Hey, you only live once, bro.
She gonna live once,
I
too.
Shit, I can't say it enough. You only live once. I'm not. With into the great, into, I can't even say get it out.
Because God know you about to tell some shit. That's why. You can't wait.
I can't even get it out. I can't even get it out fully. All right, so listen. It's my favorite thing to eat when I'm high. But, you know, the lake's kind of dry right now. The tent, you know. So I guess my favorite meal to eat, my favorite high meal is a burger and fries.
Yeah, I'm about to say, if you say pussy one more time.
I'm not going to say it.
With your tongue as dry as a chicken tender. You just diving down there.
You didn't say what my favorite type of drink is. You should have said that before my favorite type of meal.
I just feel like that answer is just as bad.
You never specified.
So what's your favorite type of drink when you high?
So now I got to specify. I like to drink before I eat my pussy. A nice cup of Sprite before I eat some pussy.
So you out here eating, you out here drinking Sprite and then eating cat.
Yeah.
You a different breed.
Yeah, wait one minute. Let me Uber some Sprite right here quick. You want something?
You a different breed.
You about to get your pussy eaten. I'm about to get the Sprite right quick.
Different breed. All right, so
what about you? What's your favorite type of meal to eat?
When I'm high.
Yeah. Is it ass?
No. Lo mein noodles.
So it's close to ass, huh?
Don't disrespect my name.
What about you, Mike? Chick on you. Keep playing this stuff. I fuck with that too. That's like the classic go to.
It is.
What's your favorite high movie to watch?
High movie to watch?
Yeah.
Honestly, I never watched a movie like high. I watched a movie drunk.
Really?
Yeah, if I smoke after, I probably like play the game and go to sleep.
I have so many favorite high movies I like to watch.
What's one of them?
Schindler's List, American History X, and Birth of a Nation.
That's dope. No, girl, that's dope. I don't know why you would choose Birth of a Nation.
All those movies. None of those movies. All those movies are Nazi movies. I think they. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just wanted you to say that out loud.
Yeah.
I just wanted you out loud. I wasn't going to acknowledge that. I was either going to wait for you to say it, or you post the shit up and somebody in the comments being like, "White Queen name all Nazi movies."
Yeah.
Yeah. He fucking knew better. I don't know why he woke up.
I guess truthfully, my top three great movies to watch when you're high are Sin of a Woman, A Bronx Tale, and Pineapple Express.
Yeah, I'll be scared if I'm like I got into some shit like Pineapple Express.
You ever watch Schindler's List while you're high?
No, I think
don't do it.
Only thing I have ever watched when I've been high, Scrubs.
Scrubs?
Yeah.
You ever watch the last episode while you're high?
No, so like...
Can we watch the last clip of the last episode?
No, thank you.
Please.
Nope.
Can we, yeah.
Nope.
All right, give me my remote. We're watching that. Yeah.
Why? I don't want to come on.
Because we got to watch. I want to put it on.
That's Mac Miller.
Yeah, it wasn't Scrubs.
Obviously. You had a control. John played in last.
What do you mean?
Scrubs?
What are you talking about? What, I'm out of control?
You are out of control.
How am I out of control? I'm going to put this on camera.
Wild. Right. Make sure we... Man, type in Scrubs. We ain't got that long on the pod. It's about to end. Helen Keller, I'm talking. Why you got me on camera? I'm going to turn this to the side. We apologize for the inconvenience.
No, we're going to edit this. I'm tired. No, we're not going to have like a. There we go. It's so beautiful. Okay, here we go. We found it. We're gonna watch it.
Why?
Because it needs to be watched. Here we go. The last.
It's never good to live in the past too long.
It's never good. Yeah.
As for the future.
The last. Get in this mic. Come on. Right here, man. We're gonna get high and watch the last scene of Scrubs. This is fucking beautiful.
All right, so I don't get in trouble for copyright infringement. This is your boy, the Ravishing Rudy, and we will hit y'all next week. Peace.